All right, how are we doing this morning? We are in another week of preparation, middle of preparation for another strong, productive offense this week. Probably one of the most productive in NFL ranking-wise. So, you know, we've got our work cut out again for us this week, and we're just going through the preparation part of it now. Questions?
What is it about, outside of Newton, what is it that makes Carolina's offense so dangerous?
Well, I think their ability to run the football. I mean, they ran it last week for 160-some yards and then been able to make big plays down the field in a passing game where he's able to stay alive in the pocket. He's got a strong arm, can make the throws, and they've got a good core of receivers that can go up and catch the football. They've got a tight end who really does a good job that he likes to throw the ball to, does a good job with the route running and those type deals. So, you know, I think it's a combination of everything they do offensively. I mean, they're very good in a run game and have been successful in the passing game. And, again, his ability to stay alive in the pocket and being able to scramble and run and do those things also creates another problem.
Player that many people across the league are really high on, maybe hasn't had a lot of stats early on this season. Why is that?
I think Anthony's played within the scheme of what we've asked him to do very well. I think we've got a lot of unselfish guys that worry about and go out there, don't worry about the accolades of it, and concentrate and focus on the job that they've got to do for the group as a whole to be successful. I think you could say that about a lot of guys that we have in our defensive meeting room. And I think that's the biggest thing. He's going out each week. He's done what we've asked him to do from a job and from a preparation standpoint. And those things will come. You just don't press it. Just keep working. And those things will come as you keep working through the course of the season.
You guys have been facing a lot of mobile quarterbacks early this season. Is he a person that you will use to maybe spy and keep an eye on
them? Well, again, I'm not going to give away what we're going to do to try to slow him down or try to keep him in a pocket, but that's definitely an option that, you know, we could use.
George, there was a play in the Carolina game where it looked like the safety was playing Benjamin perfectly, but you know, they still get a 25-yard completion because he's 6 inches shorter and 50 pounds lighter.
I mean, he's
Again,
his ability as a big receiver, a big physical receiver as far as getting body position, his ability to jump and catch the ball in the air. He's got good hands to catch. And, you know, Cam, sometimes as he starts to scramble around, he can find him. Or if a guy's off of him, even if you're on him, like the catch on the sideline where he got body position on it and was able to go up and grab it and get both feet in bounds. I mean, we're going to have to do a good job of what, you know, we're asking our corners to do or whoever we've got covering him. We've got to do a good job of making sure we keep the proper leverage. We do a good job of judging the ball, and we're going to have to go out and just contest and compete with each pass thrown his way.
You almost treat him like a tight end.
He's got the size of a tight end, and he's got good speed for a receiver his size, and does a good job in a route tree as far as the routes that they're asking him to run, and they're, you know, especially in their quick game when he gets down the field again, and he's got the ability to jump up and get it. So from that aspect of it, we've just got to do a good job of what we're trying to do leverage wise from call to call and those kind of things, and realize his ability to go up and get it.
How's his size compared to, you know, Calvin Johnson and the difficulties?
Yeah, Calvin was another big receiver, probably, you know, ran more routes down the field, you know, had the ability to go up and catch the ball, even if you had him doubled at times. He is more of a, you know, he's got that ability to get down the field, but he's more of a high point, being able to go up and get it with his height. I mean, it's very similar from that aspect of it.
How nice was it to have Xavier back to practice yesterday, even if it was just limited?
It was good to see him back out there and working. So we're looking forward to him keep progressing through the course of the week. And, you know, we'll just see where we're at the end of the week.
The report out that the NFL and Carolina are discussing the possibility of moving the game because of the protests. Does that at all affect how you prepare for this?
We're so engrossed in getting prepared for one of the best offenses, you know, in the National Football League. That's what we're concentrating on. I'm sure our front office is in constant communication of that aspect of it. And like Coach Zimmer says, it doesn't matter where we got to go play, how we got to go play, what time we got to go play. We got to get prepared to go play. So that's where our concentration and focus is right now.
Able to go this weekend. How do you guys kind of shuffle between him, Trey, and Terrence?
Well, again, we're just going to monitor it through the course of the week, and then we'll make that decision towards the end of the week and see where we're at, see where he's at. You know, Coach, we'll look at that and have that conversation later in the week. Right now, we can't deal with a lot of possibilities of something here, something there. We just got to go through it and see where we're at and create the best matchups for, you know, different personnel groups that we have on the field defensively.
Good definitely has to be a kind of good problem to have, though, having a lot of cornerbacks that you feel comfortable with.
No doubt about it. I mean, anytime you've got, you know, good cover guys outside, you can, you know, use their abilities as far as matchups, you know, from week to week.
George, how would you evaluate your run game through two games?
I think guys have done a good job, you know, in the run game. Our front seven has done a good job of, you know, not letting people run north and south on us, being able to attack blocks, get off of them, and being able to make plays. I think our secondary's done a good job of understanding, you know, people are going to crack us, try to get the ball out to the perimeter, understanding the leverage, understanding that that's what's going to probably end up happening from week to week. So I think they understand as a whole, you know, that, you know, it's every man on deck as far as us accomplishing our goal as far as reducing run play.
Kendrick's name, Luke Kuechly, like the modern middle linebacker.
You know, I haven't watched Kuechly a lot on D. We haven't played a lot of teams that they have. I you know, from seeing him in the past, I know he's a very smart football player. I know he's a very physical downhill player. He does a good job of tackling in the open field. He does a good job as far as coverage, understanding the concepts that they do. And he's a unique player. I see him every day. I know what kind of work ethic he has, and I can see the production that he brings to the table for us. And glad that, you know, he's on our team.
Can you kind of talk about your defense's ability to create turnovers and get in those situations so often?
Well, it's something that we talk about, something that we've always talked about. I think the biggest thing you see are guys that right now, assignment alignment-wise, are a lot more comfortable. They're coming to the ball with a purpose, and we're doing a pretty decent job of tackling in the open field. The first guy getting a tackle, the next guy coming in and getting the football off. So that's a credit to those guys and the effort that they're putting in to make that happen. So, you know, it's something that we preach about. It's something that we work on out here, practice, but it's something to credit to them, you know, the way that they pursue the football and getting there with a purpose to try to get the ball out.
First two seasons, Zimmer said he doesn't necessarily want his players to go for turnovers, that they would just happen. Is this kind of just a natural progression as everyone's more comfortable in the system?
I think that's a part of it. Now they're not thinking, they're reacting, they're going to the ball with the purpose. They're a lot more sure of what we're doing from week to week game plan-wise, of assignments, alignments, and those types of deals. But, I mean, to me, it's a credit to the effort that they're going with the ball, going to the football with, and when they get in there, they're getting there with a purpose.
Are there drills that you do in practice to work on recovering fumbles, or is that just an instinct thing that happens during the game?
I mean, it is something that we talk about, bending the knees, scooping the ball, those types of deals. But, you know, it's a fine line between you're in the open field, nobody's around you to scoop it, to pick it up and score, and then it's another thing when people are around you, you got to jump on the football and get it recovered. Is that it? All right, thanks, guys.